Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Thursday, October 10th. There are days when we feel like the business news is filled with failures and bankruptcies. To be honest, it can get a little depressing. If you listened to the show yesterday about Forever 21, you know what I'm talking about. And so good business news, like good news in the wider world, comes as a breath of fresh air. Today we're reporting on the sale of a site that you may never have heard of, unless, that is, you're one of the millions of foodies who live and die by the best way to crush garlic or how best to season your roasted leek and apple salad. The website is called Food 52. It offers a combination of superb writing for home cooks, ranging from recipes to feature stories about workplace harassment in restaurants, and an online store selling kitchen and home goods, plus a wildly enthusiastic community that's the backbone of the business. Last week, a venture capital firm called the Chernin Group announced it's buying a majority stake in Food 52 for $83 million. That stake values the 10-year-old business at more than $100 million. That's a hefty valuation for a site started by two former New York Times food writers, which, by the way, explains Food 52's literary slant. In some ways, Food 52's content is no different from what you can find on any good food blog. Recipes, cooking tips, and editor-endorsed kitchen products ranging from aprons to sets of pots and pans and expensive candles. What makes the company different is that its founders, Amanda Heller and Meryl Stubbs, set out from the start to make Food 52 into a community. The two whipped up the idea while cooking in Stubbs' kitchen. Heller told Inc. magazine in 2017 that they wanted a place online to hang out with other cooks. And there wasn't one. If they could create such an online home, they felt it would be a good business opportunity. Notice that? Community first, products second. Well, Heller's instinct appears to have been right on, because now the site claims millions of followers. Its videos are entertaining bored travelers on JetBlue flights. Perhaps most importantly, the founders crowdsource all of their product designs. They say they tap into a community of 25,000 people for design ideas and feedback. Still, with food and cooking content coming out of our ears and eyeballs, why did an investor sink so many millions into this particular site? Well, Peter Chernin used to run News Corp, which owns the Wall Street Journal. He started the Chernin Group last year with the original intent to build a huge internet conglomerate. But that strategy evolved quickly, and now TCG takes stakes in niche companies with clearly defined audiences, like the meditation app business Headspace and Barstool Sports, Recode reports. Companies in its portfolio don't rely solely on advertising for revenue, but sell products or subscriptions. The new money will help Heller and Stubbs to expand their original line of kitchen and home accessories called 5-2. They also plan to open a brick-and-mortar retail location, as well as some pop-up stores. Success, of course, isn't guaranteed. As Recode points out, the behemoth Food Network just announced a new somewhat similar venture, a $7-a-month subscription service that will deliver live video cooking lessons from celebrity chefs like Bobby Flay and Guy Fieri. The Food Network is modeling the channel on the success of Peloton, the high-end indoor cycling company. It's betting that wealthy consumers will pony up for virtual cooking classes just like they do for spin classes. While it's not the same model as Food 52, the channel is targeting the same audience. As well-funded as Food 52 now is, it can't match the resources of the multi-million dollar Food Network, which has been around for more than three decades. Food 52 has grown by some 50% a year over the last several years, according to the online newsletter Morning Brew. Now, as venture capital boosts the homegrown company into rocket ship speed, It'll need to maintain the strong bonds it's grown with its millions of followers who, as Amanda Heller predicted, love to hang out in its virtual space. And that could be challenging if the new money turns out to be all about selling more cutting boards and garlic presses and less about funding mouth-watering recipes and stories about workplace harassment. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. If you like this episode, take a second to share it with a friend, post a tweet, share it on LinkedIn, send a note by carrier pigeon, whatever works best for you. We sure appreciate it. I'm David Brown, back with you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know business.